Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Steven Dutzman. I am your host, and I am also the founder of EngageFamilyGaming.com. That is a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-hosts come together to give everyone the information they need to get their family game on. Today is actually my drive home from work. So you might be wondering, Steve, normally you ride this on the, you do these podcasts on the way into the office. Why in the world would you wait until you were on the way home? That's when you do other things. Well, I'll answer you. Today was Microsoft's XO19 event, which in previous years was interesting, maybe a little bit exciting. This year was absolutely bananas. It was an E3 press conference in the middle of November. So, and beyond that, there was a sub-theme throughout this press conference that was clear to me, and that is Microsoft figured out that they have a family gaming problem and that they are going out of their way to solve it. So, let's just talk about the very first thing they did was they announced a new IP coming from Rare. Rare's the people that made, they are the people that made Sea of Thieves. They've also made tons of video games over time, but they are, right now, they're the Sea of Thieves guys. They have a second team in-house working, and they're making a game called Everwild, which, I mean, when they first showed it off, I thought they were showing off a Fable game. That's what it looked like. So it was this gorgeous cartoon-style game. It looked like it was a very similar art style, if I'm being honest, to Sea of Thieves, but it's set in this awesome fantasy world where you play these characters moving around looking at these really neat animals. We're going to go ahead. I will share the trailer on the Engage Family Gaming Facebook page later on today, but it was absolutely stunning. This looks like a game that is right in our wheelhouse, a cool role-playing adventure with neat monsters. Absolutely loved it. And that was the first thing they showed was Rare busting out what could very well be a family-friendly RPG. The next thing, and pardon me while I try and sneak by a dude who just got pulled over on the highway, that is quite unfortunate, they showed Obsidian came out. Now, Obsidian is not a company that we would normally think about when we thought about family-friendly games. However, they announced a new survival game called Grounded, which is basically like Rust or some of these other like survival games set in like the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids universe, meaning you are a kid that is in your backyard and you're shrunken down to smaller than a blade of grass. I think that looks super cool. This is something that's going to be on Xbox Game Pass. It's coming to Xbox Preview. Then it'll be coming to Xbox Game Pass. This is very early on, and they really want their community to kind of get involved in this. Again, this is a trailer we will show on the Engage Family Gaming Facebook page within the next, as soon as I get home, I'll work on that. They showed a ton of indie games, many of which are right in our wheelhouse. One of my favorites is a game called Skatebird, which is literally Tony Hawk Pro Skater, but you play as a little tiny bird person, which is great. They showed a multiplayer game called Drake Hollow, which looks like it's got kind of combination of like multiplayer, player versus environment, fighting these big bosses, but also you are raising these what look like kind of drakes. They're like mandrakes from Harry Potter, and you grow vegetables and you feed them, and they help build things for you. That looked awesome. They showed us Age of Empires 4, which is coming very soon, and they showed us like a pre-alpha build, which they are playing. For those that don't know, pre-alpha means like this is a rough early build, but it's playable. Like it's one of the first times where you can like hit the buttons and they'll do things, which is again awesome to think about. They showed off Microsoft Flight Simulator. Now I want to talk very briefly. Microsoft Flight Simulator has been around for a very long time. This is a storied franchise. It has some unfortunate history with it. However, the real fact is this is a amazing game that you can use to kind of learn what flying is like. And it is, it's always been a graphical showcase, right? Like, this is an opportunity for people with really nice computers to kind of get in and, you know, kind of show them off. Because the gameplay is physics based, it's not really twitchy, there's not a lot on the screen, so they can, you know, you're just flying a plane, so they can really pour all that effort into the environments. And man, does it look great. They also announced, man, I'm bouncing around here. I just want to let everybody know, and you'll be able to see the live video of this. This is going to be on our on the Engaged Family Gaming Facebook page. We're going to be going live there. We're going to have a discussion about it afterwards where we talk about it in the Engaged Family Gaming community. We're already talking about it in our Discord. You can go there, engagefamilygaming.com/Discord. And also this video is going to be up on our YouTube channel. So we're going to talk about it tonight during the, kind of the resurrected EFG show. And that'll be me and our community manager, Jeff Walker, just getting right into it and talking about all this news. So I apologize if I'm bouncing around. Also, as you can imagine, I'm driving, so I can't look at my notes. But they gave us information. All of the classic Final Fantasy games are coming to Xbox Game Pass, which is absolutely insane when you couple that with the fact that they announced that Xbox Game Pass and xCloud, which is the Microsoft streaming service, are next year. They're combining. Now, we don't know if that's going to have an additional cost. I would presume that it would, but even a nominal, if it's a nominal cost, definitely worth it to be able to take all these Game Pass games and play them literally anywhere. They also announced, and I had never heard of this before, a game called Kart Rider Drift, which is a kart racer that apparently has a really big PC following in the East. It's a free-to-play kart racer where the entire monetization is based on cosmetics for your racers and emotes and custom cars. They have a toilet car, for example, which I'm sure my kids will love. Listen, a free-to-play kart racer, count me in. Man, lots of really big announcements. Let's see if I can, even wrap my mind around some of the other stuff. They also confirmed a release window for Minecraft Dungeons, which is coming April of 2020, which is very soon. And that's going to be coming to Xbox Game Pass. They showed off, finally, a big, decent chunk of cooperative gameplay. Minecraft Dungeons is one of those games that I very strongly suspect we'll be playing. We will probably be streaming it, making a bunch of YouTube content about it, because it just looks so fun. It's procedurally generated, so just watching gameplay will be a ton of fun. And what's neat about it is there are no classes in this game. What they announced and showed is all of your skills, abilities, and activities are all dealt with and determined by the gear that you are wearing. And so, you earn, enchantment points as you level up. You're able to kind of buff up some of the equipment so you can be a mage type character. You can be a melee type character, and it gives you lots of different options. And you equip these artifacts that give you abilities that you can use on cooldowns. And so you can equip what appears to be up to three of them at once. This game looks awesome. A Diablo Lite is just what the doctor ordered, at least for me and my family. Because my kids see these Diablo games, they see these action RPGs, they want to play them. Minecraft is just the perfect environment for that. So, let's see, what else? I'm stuck in complete standstill traffic right now. What else can we say? I mean, they gave a pretty significant portion of the presentation talking about Microsoft xCloud, which is, it's a pretty big deal for those of us that have good internet. xCloud is the Microsoft answer to Google Stadia. Essentially, it is a streaming platform where you can either use your own Xbox, which you can connect to via the internet, or as long as it's also connected to your Wi-Fi or to the internet and on, or you can kind of borrow Microsoft servers that you can connect to there, and play a library of games. It was in a preview that had 5 games in it, and it was pretty neat, right? You could play Gears 5, you know, some other stuff, right? Now, they've added 50 more games to that preview, and in the future there will be even more, especially since xCloud is going to be kind of commingled with Xbox Game Pass, which means any game that's on Xbox Game Pass you would be able to play. And this kind of xCloud would, which I'm guessing is not the name, but maybe they use it enough, I'm not sure, it will be, you can use it to play games on phones, on laptops that are connected, on Windows 10 PCs, and just take your game collection everywhere and have it be seamless. That is kind of the digital future that people have been hoping for and or dreading, depending on who you are. And we have members of our audience that are kind of in both ways. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited about this. All these games coming to Xbox Game Pass next year and that are already there. We actually talked about it on this week's episode of the Engage Family Gaming podcast, like the importance of subscription gaming, just kind of tying that in with cloud services. It's just absolutely bananas. So, yeah, that is a brief summary of the XO19 basically E3 press conference. This is insane. It was an hour and a half long. We got updates on a ton of games. A lot of stuff for the Rated M stuff, which obviously we don't talk about. But lots of great stuff. They showed an awesome trailer for Wasteland 3. They showed, finally, gameplay of this game called Crossfire, which is apparently like a really big deal in the East. So, yeah, I could not be more hype about this. XO19 was a very big deal, and I cannot wait for XO20, because that's the next gen. And what's crazy is it's not even over. There are panels that are going to be held over the next couple of days, where they're going to be talking about even more stuff like Minecraft and Halo. Stay tuned for more stuff, because who knows, I might be doing mini pods over the weekend as more of these announcements happen. So until next time, everybody, you have yourself a great day. I will see you on our Facebook page when I go live tonight, or when you see it video on demand, for the relaunch of the EFG show. So you guys have a great day, and we will talk to you soon. Bye now.